Nossa, escuta.
Go forth on April 4th and launch the logbook.com's escape pod. I'm Earl Green, your tour guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the incredibly geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1983, Space Shuttle Challenger took to the sky for the first time.
We're go for main engine ignition. 7, 6. We have main engine ignition. 4, 3, 2, 1. 0, and liftoff. Liftoff of the Orbiter Challenger and the 6th flight of the Space Shuttle. The shuttle has cleared the tower.
Challenger's underway, we got...
The 6th shuttle mission saw Challenger launch the first tracking and data relay satellite designed to keep shuttles in contact with Earth 24/7, rather than just when they passed over certain locations on the ground. The mission lasted 5 days. In 1985, British TV audiences got their first glimpse of a character who looked completely computer-generated.
Enter data.
Go on, Rich. Enter data.
This is live and direct on,
big
time. Am I on air?
Yeah.
I beg your pardon.
Hello, mate. I'm Rich. This is my partner, Dominique.
Big time. Hi, both of you. Welcome to Big Time. You want to check these ratings? I seem to have an audience of 2.
Great.
As the movie-length debut of Max Headroom touched off a cultural craze, Max was never computer-generated, by the way. It was always actor Matt Frewer wearing an incredibly uncomfortable, shiny costume and makeup. In 1968, NASA launched Apollo 6, the last Apollo spacecraft to fly unmanned in a test of the Saturn V rocket and the Apollo Command and Service Module.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We have commits. We have liftoff. Liftoff at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. 5 seconds into the flight, we're looking good. We have cleared the tower. We have
understand tower crash, Houston Central.
In 1975, Bill Gates and Paul Allen launched a little computer software venture called Microsoft. Ironically, in 1994, Netscape was founded. Born on this day in 1932, Anthony Perkins, star of the original Psycho. And today in 1944, Craig T. Nelson, star of the original Poltergeist, was born. Born today in 1955, actor Casey Biggs, whose Star Trek Deep Space Nine character, the Cardassian Damar, was never meant to become a semi-regular fixture. It just sort of happened. Actor Hugo Weaving was born on this day in 1960, and Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man himself, was born in 1965. Xenia Seberg, the star of Lex, was born today in 1972, and on this day in 1979, Heath Ledger was born. In 2008, Torchwood killed off nearly half of its regular cast in the episode Exit Wounds, closing the second season.
No ladies! Get me out of here! I'm dying once, I'm not doing it again!
While in 1999, Red Dwarf went out with a decidedly odd bang, with the show's creators convinced that it would be better off on the big screen. No Red Dwarf movie ever happened, however, and it resurfaced on TV 10 years later. You can read about these events and many, many more every day of the year on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline. And you can also pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs there, along with hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to thelogbook.com's Escape Pod.
Escape pod was a dead and prone to spiral pain.